Fast am I, as fal cherry who does Shack Lair. Mish Marilyn Crellin. I'm Marilyn Crellin, and I'd like to welcome you to Shack Lair. In this edition of Shack Lair, on Shack Lair and Heat Shore, a haste. Eastertide is upon us, and there are Manx customs and sayings associated with this time. As Shannock a Stew, the festival which is based mainly in Ramsey and on which the emphasis is on young performers, but not entirely. We'll come back to Eastertide in a bit, but looking ahead to Easter Week, there'll be some visitors here from County Galway in Ireland. They're the Corrib Singers, and the Corrib Singers are a male voice choir with a repertoire of Irish folk songs, songs of the sea and hymns, but they mix that up with occasional instrumental pieces and also the spoken word, with a strong sense of place and storytelling. In relaxed and informal performances, and they'll be out and about around the island from Easter Monday. On the evening of Easter Monday, the Corrib Singers will be hosting an Irish traditional music session in the George Hotel in Castletown. On Tuesday morning, the 7th of April, they'll be presenting one of their pop-up sessions at the Old Grammar School in Castletown at 11:30. And that evening at 7:30, they'll be giving a concert in St Thomas's Chapel in King William's College. Admission is free to that concert and there'll be a collection taken for island charities. On Wednesday evening the 8th, the Corrib Singers will be in concert in St German's Cathedral, Isle of Man, starting at 7:30. Again, there'll be a collection for island charities. At the end of that concert, the Corrib Singers and friends will be adjourning to the White House for a session of traditional music there. On Thursday morning, the 9th of April at 11:30, there'll be a pop-up session with the Corrib Singers at the Laxey Wheel. On Thursday evening, they'll be in concert in St Thomas's Church in Douglas at 7:30, and at the end of that, they'll be adjourning to Tyfitts, which is the new Irish pub venue at the end of the Loch Promenade, opposite the Bottleneck car park, for an Irish music session there. We'll remind you of that Thursday evening concert and Irish music session in Shack Lair next time. Ta deitin heist Cach Lair vi blin ga blin. Ta acht a liaeorn da chunta tre te goilan. As ta shen cianlet ta firinach, Rish tre roshin christiacht, tre van slaichich an eren eist, foddi magida bunnachdach. Na sanma, ea manach rau in eist en a wujlach imagi, foddi de rauad smunyach tenuri, machachta na gien, as vajesh cliachtach an scanshol reachit, rear an act, henke reese a spare. De eithan mach trevis dunach heist on, hoshach te ort shira lelye an ari de veon, tre tan lair as an ee an uric heaven. For the lair lye an ari, cach lair liorish lair nagis, mishen ryan aglish kachorlach, an hid lair as feed me vant, me date sight son shen. Lurg lair lye an ari, eish te ort jeechan eran eist, as furacht an rish an hid leden eist na lurg. Eish talech eish dawn, and hid jaduni lurg shen. The way in which the church calculates Easter as a movable feast doesn't in itself seem very Christian, with its feet firmly in the pagan past. But then even the name Easter is nothing to do with Christianity and everything to do with the fertility of Mother Earth, because Easter is from the same root as the name of the female hormone, estrogen. If you go to the Culturevanan website, culturevanan.im, you'll find a video showing a Manx tradition for Good Friday of going to the shore and collecting flitters or limpets from the rocks. This is the soundtrack with Ebo James and John of Manx Bushcraft and Survival, Food for Free Isle of Man, and also part of a recording of Bob Cooley, originally from Knockfroy in Santon. Thank you.
flitters on Good Friday has been a Manx tradition for hundreds of years. People came onto the rocks, they collected the flitters, and they cooked them over an open fire. No metal was used in the harvesting or the eating of the flitters, as this had a connection with the nails which nailed Christ to the cross. We're on the rocks here at Niarbal, and we've found some flitters. They're good and healthy. They're on the rocks here. They're feeding on the algae that's on there. Now, to collect the flitters, what we usually do, we take a semi-sharpened stick like this, and I place it by the flitter and just give it a... They have this muscular foot here, which they use to lock onto the rock. And, you know, like I say, they're very, very strong. Around the outside, they have very, very small teeth as well, which they grind onto the rock with and collect the algae.
To remove the flitter from the shell, we use an empty flitter shell, which we just picked up from the beach there. And all we do is scoop it out like so. Remove the black sack, put it back into its original shell, and that then acts as a cooking vessel.
Remember, if you do come out to do this, don't take too many. Be sensible about it, and we'll keep the flitters going for hundreds more years. Beautiful. Really nice.
And we'd all walk along, maybe to Port Greenock along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
We'd walk along there, and on Good Friday, like, we'd have sandwiches. And
not fish? And you didn't have fish on Good Friday, or...?
Well, always had tea at Grandma's when we come back. Mm-hmm. Coming back to Grandma's, and we had to get flitters off the rocks for her.
Oh, did you?
Well, I don't know that we had to. We always did anyway. Grandma liked the flitters, and we used to get these flitters off the rocks.
And that was for Good Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did that every year, a bit of a tradition. Mm.
That was a tradition during the, as we were children growing up.
Ebo, James and John of Manx Bushcraft and Survival, Food for Free, Isle of Man. And part of a recording of Bob Cooley's reminiscences, which you can find in full on the Culture Vannin website, culturevannin.im.
After collecting, cooking and eating flitters on the shore, Mona Douglas describes the flitter dance flitter dancer with stamping steps, going in an S shape to make sure the flames of the fires were extinguished. She also says that the remnants of the food were collected, taken down and thrown out into the tide with a cry of Gaushaw as Bani Oren, take this and bless us, which seems to be something non-Christian. Mona Douglas first heard of the flitter dancer from Mrs. Callow of Cardle in Macheld. She got more background information on it from Mrs. Tier of Balaff, and finally got the steps of it from another Macheld woman, Mrs. Radcliffe. It's danced to what always seems to me a wild and haunting tune. In her notes about the flitter dancer, Mona says that people took milk to the shore to drink. But G.W. Wood noted a saying, Fair you as banya jehenia cheish, chavawe eth usha geravlein. He who'll drink milk on Good Friday won't find a bird's nest during the year. G.W. Wood was married to a cousin of Dr. John Clegg, and of this saying, John Clegg himself says, meant, I suppose, to deceive the children, because at that time of the year, milk was often scarce. Easter, in fact, doesn't seem to have been regarded as a lucky season at all. Another saying from the collection of G.W. Wood is, In hig a lane and cheish, chadjine mona grace. The lamb that'll come in the Easter tide will get no grace. Thomas Moore of Port Erin helped John Clegg with his Manx in writing his reminiscences, Cunyacht and Manarach, And Thomas More told Cyril Payton that his grandfather wouldn't allow his household to go from home on Easter Day for fear of accidents. It was an unlucky day.
Bashanach a stew curat e bun, and mafalia as in trimmed egge, e cloidrin egge son a coot smoo, and snaiki jeg carefeed as hawk jeg. Hackere, erin order au pothen de viol cloidrin albanach egge on, vas on chit dus manen son and crunyet. Ak erin order au advice scollen, as vad son chit merish de inzade, ve dolly de rechishen sa taura, trevan crunyet gul e cummel. Ach duetad de bechene seze de reche kiet dus manen muschelen sere keist. Egetreschen va duen garret as ek hara mua Andrew Hannon, alterin a ving son en crunyacht, van gies jou nen inzidrin. As honek had caird a chru tacket ella as en trimmed ege ek cloidrin ege son a chut smu, mu van a fiddler in Albanach. As marish Rachel Presley, Rhaid had yn hyd ffeilio Sianach ysdiw sien, ta fe gwl ac hwmwl nir ysien mwys ych eist. Earlier this year, Ewan Garrett was recognised as Rai Blini Van Annan for his commitment to the cultural life of the island and particularly for his work in founding and running the Sianach ysdiw Festival. Ewan is chairman of the organising committee.
Ewan Garrett, RBB.
Coramayat.
Sianach ysdiw has actually started already. You had groups in and out of the schools today, and now this evening time you'll be taking part in the official opening. That's followed by opening night Cayleys.
It's a new event for us on our opening night. We've got lots of visiting groups over for our final year in the present format. So we've got Nia Nassan, our Breton Manx collaboration, taking partner Fesnos, along with Kakeza from Cornwall. That's taking place in the Masonic Hall in Ramsey, just after our official opening tonight.
And then tomorrow morning, we'll start off with, in fact, friends of the festival, Tantaran will be holding some things, and the Northern Dippers.
Paul Salmon is an active member of our committee, and he has, for a number of years, organised the Tantaran Manx language class. I think it's a continuation of some of the work he does around Ramsey throughout the winter and bits and pieces. And he's also a very keen sea dipper. Mm-hmm. So it's something we started last year. We had a sea dip on the Sunday of the festival last year, but this year we've moved it forward to Good Friday, and we thought we'd have a sea dip for those that are brave enough or dare I say silly enough and mad enough to enter the sea.
Can I take it you won't be with them then?
I will be there watching and giving them my full support.
Right. And then there's a bilingual walk around Ramsey that'll be led by Paul.
It is, yeah. Paul has a different route. It's a top guarded secret, so it's just bilingual walk around Ramsey and starting from the Catholic Church just after or around the same time as the sea dip at 11 o'clock.
Right. Moving into the afternoon, we get quite a few people taking part.
We've gone back to our roots a little bit. When we first started the festival, we did quite a few concerts around churches on the Isle of Man. So this year we're heading to Lazare Church in the afternoon at 2 o'clock for a concert. Consists of quite a few of our local groups, really. We've got Doon School, Clareson and Tui, the Harpers from Nafani, Mark Lawrence. Also, is Munich Mai, who will be there as well, alongside Jamie Smith and Frank Jocken. They are both going to be along for the local groups performing at the church, and they're going to be joined by Kathleen MacDonald and Angus Gilpin from the Isle of Skye. So, full afternoon in Lazare Church with a Manx tea and refreshments to be had afterwards, too.
All right. So, what's the background then to Kathleen and Angus?
So, Kathleen and Angus both came to the Isle of Man last year for the first time for Sianach ysdiw. We were just missed out on a group arriving, their travel plans changed, and as with the music scene in Glasgow, our Manx contingent have really made a lot of good friends and contacts over there, and through Isla Collister from Trip put me in touch with Kathleen, and they came across last year, her and both Angus, and they really blew everybody away that witnessed them and heard them play. So a young duo from the Isle of Skye playing traditional Scottish style music.
Now, in the evening, there's a great favourite of Sianach ysdiw, and that's a concert followed by a ceilidh.
We are really lucky, our young people's concert, it's really a continuation from the afternoon, really. We'll have Shane Veg from Bun School Rooms Air playing with Mr. Bolton's music group, obviously. Scran, the very famous Scran now.
Oh, yes, Albert Hall.
Albert Hall, no less. So we have a little bit of a climb down to the Masonic Hall in Ramsey. And then Sked and Jerg from the west of the island will be here doing their set and the music of dance. And then we'll follow straight into a Ceilidh, which is a really good family event for everybody to take part and learn some dances from both the Isle of Man through Sked and Jerg, and then we've got our friends from Killarney and Kekeza again from Cornwall.
Moving on to the Saturday then, a full programme of activities.
We're a very busy day Saturday. It's our busiest day of the festival. We're courthouse displays outside the cenotaph from 10 o'clock in the morning with lots of our visiting musicians and dancers. So there'll be the range from Sose Lee and Antia Carvaro from Galithia. We'll have Trip, our Manx Scottish collaboration, plus our Irish dancers. Perry Bairn will be taking part from the Isle of Man, and it's a full programme. So that starts at 10 o'clock and finishes around about 2. So we're a full morning and into the early afternoons outside the courthouse.
Meanwhile, there'll be a bit of music going on inside the Mitre on the other side of the road.
There's a full day in the Mitre. Paul, again, will be running a Manx language workshop at 11 o'clock. But then, just into lunchtime, Smunyak Mai will be leading the music session. For any musicians and dancers from anywhere around the Isle of Man and visiting groups will all be playing a few tunes along in the Mitre where you can have a listen or grab something to eat.
And then there's plenty of opportunities in the afternoon for a whole range of activities.
We're really fortunate this year. We had a Breton gentleman over last year that ran a singing workshop, and it was such a great afternoon that we asked Manny Kizik, RBV, to come and join us, and she's very kindly agreed to run a singing class in Manx Gaelic. So we're going to learn some songs in Manx for the afternoon, and that will be part of our Blaine Gelga contribution for this year as well. Followed by lots going on, there's a music in the Swan from 3 till 5, and then a music again from 5 till 6, 7 in the Central. And then we're back into our night of music and dance in the Masonic, featuring local groups and visiting groups again.
Now, you mentioned there Jose Liz, he'll be taking pop, and you mentioned Antia Carvarium.
Both, so say he's been a big friend of the festival. He's been coming to the island on and off for 15 years. He is a bouzouki player, a world-renowned bouzouki player, but also a flautist and Galician piper. So he's coming along with his new friend, Antia, who is also a flautist, a singer, a Galician singer, and a piper too. So she came to the island for the first time 2 years ago, and so we're delighted to welcome them both back on their travels from Galicia this week.
And at 5 o'clock you have a session in the Central.
We've got a range of music and dance, and we've got Greta Curtin, Jesse Healy from Killarney, who are great friends of the festival, who have performed with Becky Hirst from the Isle of Man for a number of years on and off in different guises for the festival. We'll also have Kathleen McDonald and Angus Gilpin again, and hopefully the weather will be grand enough that we can get outside, and the Molly Band from Peel will be here to play again. So it's a good chance to hear our great friends from Peel. Greg and the gang have been performing for Shen since its very beginning, so we're delighted and we're keeping our fingers crossed for good weather.
On Sunday the 5th, then, there's an expedition outside of Ramsey.
For many years, Shanika Stew has gone to Peel. From the very start of the festival, we've always had events in Peel, and we're delighted this year to be going back to Peel, to the Centenary Centre. It's such a great venue for a concert. And so we are having our final big concert at Peel Centenary Centre at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 5th of April, featuring all our visiting acts, really, our big acts. So we'll have the Echoes of Killarney and the musicians from the Killarney Music School, alongside Sose Lee and Antira Cavaro. And also Nia Nassan will be playing our Breton Manx collaboration group alongside Trip, which will feature the homecoming of Isla Colister and her musicians, who are doing great things in Scotland and on the traditional music scene. So it's really a great showcase to finish our big events for the weekend.
And then it's sort of relaxing into the final stint with the final Ceilidh and gathering of friends.
Our final night is a bit of a party night, and really it's a chance for everybody to take part and have a little bit of time together, but also say goodbye to one another for the coming future. We'll see where we'll get to, but all of us in Axe, and then we'll finish with a Manx Ceilidh. So it's a great way. It's a little bit of a fancy dress gathering. We're having a themed night of the Oscars, so it's going to be a little bit of a posh night to end our festival this year.
Mm. Now, you mentioned ending the festival this year, and as you remark in the programme, of course, we've got the final Ceilidh, and in many ways it will be the final Ceilidh, but it's not the end of Shanagas Dhu. So what form do you see it for the future?
I think we've got to a stage that the organisation of such a big event is a big undertaking and commitment from people, and that's getting a little bit tricky to manage, and financial weight of the festival has got to a point where it's not feasible with just the people we have and have people in full-time jobs. So we're going to take a year out. We're going to take stock of where we are and what really is needed on the island, because we don't want to lose our young people having somewhere to go and showcase their talents and share their talents and take events with family. So we're probably thinking that we'll run smaller events throughout the year, or include a long weekend maybe of workshops and family events. We're thinking is the plan going forward, just where we can be more financially stable, takes the pressure off having to find a great sum of money every year.
But in the meantime, as from today until Sunday the 5th, then we can enjoy Shanagas Dhu 2026. Tuan Garrett, Goramai Morid.
Goramai.
Tuan Garrett RBV, Chairman of the Organising Committee for Shanagas Dhu.
You can find all the information about who all is taking part in Shanagas Dhu and what's on and when by going to the website, which is shanagasdhu.com. There's also a Shanagas Dhu Facebook page. However, if you're not quite sure about spelling that out, search in your browser for Ramsey Traditional Music Festival, and you'll find Shanagas Dhu there. As Dewan was saying, apart from an impressive roster of performers from the Isle of Man itself, as well as some coming home, there are visiting musicians from Ireland, the Echoes of Killarney, with musicians from the Killarney School of Music and dancers from the Hegarty School of Dance. There's also a duo of concertina and fiddle, with another long-time supporter of Shanagas Dhu, Greta Curtin, and her friend Jessie Healy, and they play particularly the music of Slieve Luchra. There's also an Irish musician who plays as part of the Glasgow-based band Trip, which, as Dewan mentioned, also includes Isla Collister. The band includes an accordion player from Newcastle and three Scottish musicians. Well, Scotland is also represented by fiddle player Kathleen MacDonald and accordion and guitar player Angus Gilpin from the Isle of Skye. The dance group Kakeza is from Cornwall, and they and their musicians will be joined by Ellie Allen, who's been visiting Shanagas Dhu for many years and is well known as a caller for a troil, a Cornish Ceilidh. Nia Nesson is the Manx Breton musical group comprising Manx musicians Adam Rhodes and David Kilgallen, with Breton singer Lorch Landa and accordionist Thomas Moisson. The name Nia Nesson is from Manx and Breton words meaning from the west. Thank you. To complete that list of visiting performers at Shanachan Stew this year, there's bouzouki, flute and gaitas player José Liz and singer, flute and gaitas player Antia Carvero, and they're from Galicia.
In January, there was the Arens on Manin, a competition arranged to choose a song to go and represent the island in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition. The Pan-Celtic Festival will be opening in Carlow in Ireland on Tuesday the 7th of April. And a week today, Thursday the 9th, will be the International Song Competition. So we'll be hearing about the Manx entry in Seachlair next time. But that's it from Seachlair this time. So now from me, Michelle Nish Vo, Marilyn Crellin, Sled Ned.